Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. This weekend, The Disaster Artist comes out. I'm really excited. Got my ticket ready to go. Can't wait. And as such, we are looking at things that are so bad, they're actually good. If you don't know, The Disaster Artist is based on the Tommy Wiseau movie, The Room. And yeah, we'll get more into that later on in the week, but it's one of those, it just has grown on people over time, and it's ridiculous and fun, and most people love it at this point. But today, we're going to look at some movies that are so bad, they're good. Now, there's a lot of movies that fall under that. Anything with Nick Cage, almost anything made by the Sci-Fi Channel. So, to narrow it down, I thought we would just look at comic book movies. You know, this is a very predominant comic book network, and we love them. And so, yeah, today we're going to look at the top five comic book movies that some people say are bad, but I say are actually really good. Number five is going to be Blade Trinity. This movie came out back in 2004, a little over, a lot more than a decade ago. It was the final chapter, what would become the final chapter in the Blade movie saga, but it had Ryan Reynolds. I mean, you had Wesley Snipes coming back as Blade, but you also had Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel. Chris Christopherson came back, Dominic Purcell, Parker Posey, Triple H. It was really fun. And a lot of people thought that it differed too much from the original stuff, being a little more lighthearted, which, you have Ryan Reynolds. You have to play, you know. I think even at this time, they knew what Ryan Reynolds was becoming and who he was going to be. And so, yeah, they also wanted to focus on that. And there's a lot of rumors that it was a backdoor pilot for a Darkstalkers series or whatever they're called. You know, kind of phase Blade out and give Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel their own franchise, which I would have loved. You know, more stuff we can get with Ryan Reynolds. Now, the first two Blade movies were great. I'm not dogging that at all. But this one was a lot different. And it was still a whole lot of fun. It's, despite all the behind-the-scenes stuff and everything, it's a really enjoyable movie. And I think if you go back and watch it now, especially knowing, you know, who Ryan Reynolds is, and that, love him or hate him, he plays the same character a lot. Not always, you know. He has movies like The Captive and a few other movies where he is a little more serious. The Buried Alive one, I forget. Whatever. I think it's just called Buried, maybe. But if he's in a comedy, he's Ryan Reynolds. So, launching off the success of Deadpool and things, you know, a decade after this, go back and watch it. It is a lot better. And plus, Triple H has a little frou-frou dog. Number four. This one is a movie I didn't think I was going to like. I went and watched it because I tried to see all the comic book movies, but I went and watched it fully expecting to hate it, and I walked out just loving it, and that's going to be Justice League. This movie is still in theaters. You can still go see it. I mean, it's making a little bit of money. It's about to hit $600 million on a $300 million budget. But this movie is, you know, according to a lot of people, it's averaging on most things about halfway. I don't go by Rotten Tomatoes because they're wrong, usually. But pretty much across the board, it's, you know, a 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10. But the movie is better than that. And especially if you look at the troubled history that it had, you know, the tragedy that Zack Snyder had, and then Joss Whedon, who is a completely different style of director coming in, and then Warner Brothers dipping their hands in everything, and there's just so much going on. And you know, this movie was already too far down the rabbit hole by the time BVS came out that it was just you know, hard to correct course, but it's a really fun and enjoyable movie. I was worried about The Flash, and because I love Grant Gustin, but Ezra Miller does a great job in there as that. Gal Gadot, always wonderful. We all know my affinity for Ben Affleck. He's great. Jason Momoa as Aquaman just was about what I expected. And Ray Fisher, you know, for... This is the first big screen Cyborg. He was on Smallville. He does a good job, you know. He's fun. Henry Cavill, the mustache thing, it didn't bother me. I think people went in looking for that, like expecting that to be a problem. I didn't think about it. I didn't notice it. It wasn't a bad deal. And even J.K. Simmons, I knew in my heart of hearts, I knew that no matter what, I was going to hate him as Commissioner Gordon, because that means he wasn't going to be J. Jonah Jameson. Well, he actually did a pretty solid job as Commissioner Gordon. A nice balance between, in my mind, between Batman 66 Commissioner Gordon and Gary Oldman in Batman Begins Commissioner Gordon. You know, having the relatable but slightly comedic, but you're still afraid to mess with him approach. And he just really kind of won me over. This movie has a lot of heart, and the whole thing about Steppenwolf, I could care less. He's not the focus of the movie. He's the MacGuffin. Him and the mother box is okay, cool. We just need a reason to get this team together, and it's a lot of fun. Yeah, and I will stand on that hill that I enjoyed Justice League. Moving on, number three is Fantastic Four, the 2005 movie. This was... I liked it better than Fan4Stick that came out a few years back. You had Ing Ruffin, Jessica Alba, Chris Evans, Michael Chiklis, and Julian McMahon, who are almost all perfect in their parts. As much as I love Chris Evans as Steve Rogers, he was a perfect Johnny Storm as well. Either one of them is great. So much so that in the first Lego Marvel, that's one of the achievements, is one character is Captain America, and the other one's the Human Torch. And it's like, don't I know you? Is the name of the achievement. It's a lot of fun. Ian Gruffin, I adore. He's a phenomenal actor forever. I mean, we did a whole week talking about his show Forever earlier this year. He was great in King Arthur. Really underrated guy, I feel like. And that's why I really wanted this franchise to work. Jessica Alba, you probably could have found somebody better. She's not horrible, but probably found somebody better. And then Michael Chiklis as a thing. He wanted that role. He loved that role. He did everything he could. You know, he fought for it to be practical and not CGI effects for his costume. And red with the teeth in, because he wanted it to be, you know, a little uncomfortable. And it was really great. And Julian McMahon actually has a royal bloodline, and if you ever watch Nip Tuck, which is one of my favorite shows, he can be a jerk, and I thought they all just meshed really well. This one made the cut over Rise of the Silver Surfer, because I feel like it is a better movie than Rise of the Silver Surfer, although Stan Lee's cameo in Rise of the Silver Surfer is probably better, just when he shows up to the wedding. But this Fantastic Four, I think especially now, you know, we talk about in Blade revisiting, after watching Fan4Stick, go back and watch this movie. And it opened on my birthday, so that helped it a lot too. But go back and watch this movie, and I think you'll find it that you enjoyed it more than you realized. Number two. This is a movie that I love. It is going to be Superman Returns. This is, unfortunately now, with all the Bryan Singer stuff, this movie's going to be buried even farther than it already was. But it was a spiritual successor to all the original Superman movies. And you had Brandon Routh come in, and I thought do a phenomenal job as the Big Blue Boy Scout. He, especially when you put him up against Henry Cavill's Man of Steel, he really embodied the stuff that Christopher Reeve used to embody. And Kate Bosworth was a great Lois Lane. And Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor. So, yeah, this movie's probably never going to be shown ever again, which is super, super sad, because it really is a fun picture. And was it Cal Penn? Yeah, Cal Penn was in it as well. It's really enjoyable. I loved it, and everyone else should too. Parker Posey. Yeah, Parker Posey's in a lot of these movies. I thought it really captured the heart of Superman that we hadn't seen in a while and wouldn't see until the last third of Justice League. I'm glad Brandon's on Legends of Tomorrow, you know, getting some work and stuff, because he really is a great, great Superman, and he is wonderful, and I really, really do enjoy this movie a lot. Before we get to our number one, I do have a kind of honorable mention. It's actually a video game movie. It's why I didn't put it on the list, but the Street Fighter movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme and Raul Julia and Kylie Minogue is great. It's awesome. Go watch it. It's so much fun. But our number one superhero movie that most people think are bad, I think everybody could see a mile away, is going to be Daredevil with Ben Affleck. This movie is great, folks. I'm sorry. It is wonderful. 2003, it's still the second biggest, at the time it was the second biggest release. I don't know if it still is. I need to double check. No, because I think when The Hangovers came out in July, or in February, I mean. But it is the second, at the time it was the second biggest February release. And it made lots of money. It is great. I will say the director's cut is infinitely better than the theatrical cut. You have a whole subplot with a corrupt detective and Coolio. You have him actually going out and fighting crime instead of hooking up with Elektra. And just so many, so many wonderful things going on. It's, while Colin Farrell's Bullseye is cheesy at times, Michael Clark Duncan's Kingpin more than makes up for it. And it's a great movie. Arguably my favorite superhero movie. Not even the one that most people consider as bad that is good. Like, overall, it may be one of my favorite, if not my favorite, superhero movie. And yeah, I will. That is a line in the sand for me. That is a hill I will die on. That is something I will argue till I'm blue in the face, because it's a fun movie. It's enjoyable. And it's another great Ben Affleck movie. So I guess moral of the story is, don't underestimate Parker Posey or Ben Affleck in superhero movies, because they turn out being pretty good down the road. But that's going to be it for us today. Let us know, what are some of your favorite underrated superhero movies? You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. We'd love to hear from you. Also, make sure you're checking out the guys over at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. They have a lot of good things going on. Colby will back me up on Justice League. Derek won't, but Colby will. So make sure you go check them out there. And you can find them, Blah Blah Podcast, anywhere. A lot of good stuff. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to each and every single one of those. I really enjoy talking to everybody. It's a lot of fun. So that's going to be it for us. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.